cutting your wheat.
Oh, you give him so much of your wheat for cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, okay. What do you call it when you cut oats? And you say, what do you call it? It's time to cut the oats. What would you say? It's time to
harvest the oats?
Yeah, but if you're going to cut it now, if it's growing and you're going to cut it, or whatever. Is that making sense to you, what I'm trying to
do? I know what you're talking about. I don't think of a name right now.
What's that machine you told me about? What do you call that machine?
Threshing machine.
Okay. Now, how would you say it's time, the oats need to be what?
Gathered.
What would the machine do to the oats? I'm looking for that verb of the machine. You call a machine a... What do you call a machine again?
Threshing machine. That's okay. When they'll thresh the grain out.
Okay. All right. Now use that in a sentence. Use that word. Suppose you tell somebody. Well, somebody would say, "Have the oats already been?" And you'd say, "Yeah, the oats
have been threshed."
All right. Okay. What would you say? The oats is threshed or are threshed?
Oh.
The reason I'm asking that is because there's some terms, sometimes they use oats as singular, and some people use them as plural, depends on how you use it. Okay, suppose you said, boy, he was tired today. 2 miles is the, he could go, 2 miles.
As far as he could go.
All right. Suppose you want to even make it more, you want to emphasize it more. 2 miles is the, that's all you can go. All right, use that same word. 2 miles is the absolute. What? He just can't go any, you know, 2 miles.
Can't go any farther.
So 2 miles is the, he can go.
Is the limit.
All right, if you're going to use that other word, though, 2 miles is the.
As far as he can go.
All right. Suppose you used it in the past tense, and I suppose you said, he was tired yesterday. 2 miles was the...
Only as far as he could go.
Okay. We're about to get to the end of this one here. Let's see. We got a little...